Okay, so this is the next audio in my lawsuit for attempted murder and defamation and all these other things. So after I was restored to competency, meaning I had finally come to my senses and realized that a bar bunny public defender with an IQ of 5 and an SAT score of 1,000 or less is somehow more competent than me to represent me in court. After my competency was restored, they finally brought me back to Santa Rita for more and more trials and court appearances and hearings concerning my crime of not wanting an incurable STD from a Craigslist sex worker forced on me, which I've already elaborated on, that entrapment scenario. So I don't remember exactly the whole situations. When I came back from Napa, the other inmates were still being polite to me, my friends that I had made, Christopher Crosby and Gift. We were still talking. And CC Christopher Crosby was still working on his legal strategy. He was a pro per litigant who didn't want to take plea deals. An African-American male from Berkeley who designed the winning engineering concept on AutoYurt, the number one affordable living spaces solution of the future. And so I kept going to these court things, and I was sitting in those cells, and you know, they were putting very, very unpleasant people in the cells next to me. I had to listen to really disturbed, really physically intimidating African-American man yell all night, every night, demand my commissary, and threaten to knock out the guards, take the keys, enter my cell, and, you know, rip out my eyes and all that assorted, stuff. So I was in there. I don't remember the exact amount of time after I returned from Napa, but it was a while. And finally, after like months and months and months of these bullshit farce hearings, they released me on another probation on terms that I comply with every last thing every psych bunny says, and blah, blah, blah. So, that's the situation. I'm here in a condo that my family leased or purchased for me. I'm not from a rich family. I'm not from a poor family. But, you know, they had enough money to get me a place where I can, continue with my life's work. I'm not really ashamed that I don't have money in the bank account. I know that in terms of intellectual property assets, I'm worth more than anybody in the world. Definitely any more of these phony unicorn companies with $20 billion valuations. And I know I deliver more real economic value to the market. And I have to do my best for now to be satisfied with that until my legal settlements are achieved. But I don't keep money in U.S. bank accounts because they're all corrupt. Things like Bank of America, they don't even let you shut off your overdraft fees. PayPal makes you attach a credit card to your spending account so that they can rack up interest, even for people who want nothing to do with interest money loans, debt, and overdraft fees. So really, there's not even one good bank in America. And honestly, I'm a little tired to deal with cryptocurrencies at the moment. I'll get into them when I have to, but the thing that Jesse Gilbert advocates for is an honest economy where people do not have to monkey around with cryptocurrencies. If that means bankrupting every last corrupt person who prints fiat currency and participates in that little paper-pushing scandal and fiasco, that's what I'm aiming to do. Permanent UGI imprisonment, what have you, for corrupt people in America, Jews included, like whoever runs the Federal Reserve, even if it's a Bernanke or whoever these families are that rig the financial systems. But I don't feel that I ever have, should ever have to need to monkey around with cryptocurrency. It's tiring to manage payments when I should be able to take money through PayPal with a few clicks. But I'm going to use PayPal for now and a combo of cryptocurrency. And you can read the payment solutions on my site. And yeah, if you aren't corrupt, if you're a reasonable person and you understand what I've explained, there's plenty of ways to become a client and customer of Wowels, a canine-themed brand that is definitely superior to each and every last unicorn tech VC company. Wowels can kill unicorns and some dragons. Jesse Gilbert is the sole Wowels ambassador to humanity. Creatures that are magical and can definitely hunt and kill unicorns and can definitely team up to also kill some dragons. Wowels is a premier brand for space travel. Meaning, because of my intellectual property rights to the domain name and brand Wowels, as the most credible brand ambassador, I am entitled to fly to distant planets if I can make the technology via IP law. I can smoke weed and fly spaceships thanks to my intellectual property assets. And anybody who says otherwise can get a lethal injection right up their ass. Stay tuned for more and do read more on my site.